And right now, we're going to talk about, last week, we talked about Jesus as the light of the world. Sino sa inyo dito wala kayo last week? Okay, marami-rami kayo. So, Jesus is our light of the world last week. And right now, we're going to talk about Jesus as the good shepherd. Are you ready for this? I don't know about you, but I'm ready for this. Let's get it on, okay? Can we just pray for a moment? Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for this time. Once again, Lord God, I'm humbled, Lord God, that you are using me, Lord God, in front of these amazing people, amazing students. Lord, I pray, God, that, Lord, you would just speak to us, Lord God, through your words and allow us to see, Lord God, who we really are. God, that we are weak, that we are inadequate, that you alone are adequate, Lord God. Lord, we pray, Father God, that through your word, God, lives will be transformed in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I want to open this message by reading in John chapter 10, verse 11 to 14. Just read it with me. It says here that I am the good shepherd. Okay? Kung may marker kayo, i-mark nyo yung word na yan. Kung wala kayong marker, may ballpen kayo, you use that ballpen and underline that word. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Okay? And in verse 12, the hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. And in verse 13, the man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. And verse 14, once again, Jesus declared that he is the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep knows me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. You know, I remember during our road trip series, I talked about just very quick about a sheep. Okay? Sheep. Okay? Sheep tayong lahat. Okay? And later on, I'm going to tell you why. You know, there are qualities of a sheep that I want to share with you tonight. And these are the qualities of a sheep. Number one, sheep are foolish. They are stupid. Foolish in a sense that, do you know that they can't clean themselves? Do you know that? Ang mga tupa, hindi nila kayang linisin yung sarili nila. In fact, they are so foolish, they're so stupid that they can't even, you know, stand up on their feet the moment that they fell down. Hindi nila kayang tumayo. Hindi sila katulad ng aso, di ba? Pag, okay, roll down, roll. Come on, puppy, roll, roll, roll. Sila, hindi sila, ah, roll, roll. Hindi nga makatayo eh. Hindi sila makakatayo talaga. Hirap na hirap sila. They can't do that. They cannot just do that. And you know, not just sheep are foolish, but also sheep are unattractive. You know, if you would compare to some other animals, di ba pag lion, as in talagang astig, pag eagle, pag talagang soaring high, di ba tiger, or kaya, o kaya gorilla, di ba? Not like them, sheep are awkward. You know, they lack agility. They lack dignity. You know, they're just awkward. In fact, sometimes, most of them, although some of the shepherd would not accept the fact that they are dirty, they're kind of smelly, and somehow they're ugly. These are sheep. And you know why did I say that they are unattractive? Have you ever noticed that there's no school bearing a logo or a mascot that is a sheep? Meron na ba kayo nakita? De La Salle ship. Ateneo blue ship. Okay? Di ba yung mga mascot ng mga school talagang maroon, green archers, di ba? UST growling sheep. Meron bang ganon? Wala, di ba? Why? Because they're unattractive. You know, there's no dignity. There's no such power on them. As in, pag nakita mo yung sheep, parang, okay, sheep. Sheep ka talaga. Okay? Hindi mo, di ba parang, oy, lasal ako ha. Alam mo ba kung ano kami? Sheep kami. Sheep. Di ba, walang ganun eh. Simply because they're unattractive. And not just about that, sheep are copycats. Copycats. Gaya-gaya. You know, when one sheep run away, I'm telling you, the rest would follow. And if you were able to ask that sheep, why did you run? Because he started running. And if you're gonna ask the same sheep, another sheep, why did you run? Because they started running. Then so on and so on until you came to the last sheep. You ask him why. Why did you run? Duh, I don't know. Because they're just copycats. In fact, kapag ka meron kang dalang stick at nilaginanon mo yung stick, yung unang sheep tatalo na ganun. Tatalo na ganun. And you know what the other sheep would do? Kahit naalisin mo yung stick, ganun din ang gagawin nila. They would jump. Bah! Bah! And the rest would follow. Because they're just copycats. They just follow sheep after another. And not just that. Sheep are straying. Ito yung mga nawawala. As in, pupunta dito, pupunta doon. Kung saan nila gustong pumunta. Okay? These are sheep. And you know what's interesting about all of this? Do you know? We are all like sheep. Do you believe that? Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo. Tignan mo lang. Wala akong sinasabi. Tignan mo lang. Masyado kayong hot eh. Tignan mo lang eh. Cute ba yan? You know, we are all like sheep. In fact, I want to prove it to you in Isaiah chapter 53. Okay, listen up. Isaiah 53 verse 6. It says here that we all of us, tignan mo uli katabi mo. Kasama ka doon, ha? Hindi lang ako yon, sabihin mo. Kasama ka doon. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And you know, that's the reality. We are all like sheep. We are somehow stubborn. We are somehow copycats. If someone, nag-boyfriend, gagaya na rin ako. Alang naman ikaw lang ang may boyfriend, ang may girlfriend. Ako rin. Di ba? Uy, naninigarilyo ka? Ako din maninigarilyo. Alang naman ikaw lang ang in. Ako rin dapat in. Uy, ikaw lang ba umiinom? Ako rin iinom. Kala mo ikaw lang, ha? Astig din ako. Ikaw lang ba na mapagmura? Ako din. Kala mo ikaw lang, ha? Because we are all like sheep. There are times that we always follow another, one another. And sometimes we are foolish. Or I could say most of the time that we are foolish. Dalawang klase ang tao. Or I could say, dalawang klaseng tao lang ang meron dito ngayon. Isang nawawala at isang nagwawala. Honestly. You know, there are sheep who are gone astray, and you know, they just they just want to do everything that they want, not caring kung saan sila pupunta, ano mangyayari sa kanila. Do you know, ang sheep din, isa pang characteristic ng sheep, kapag ka naipit sila sa barbed wire, okay, hindi nila kayang tanggalin yon. They need a shepherd who would help them. And after naalis yon, they would just go back there. Iipitin uli, ipit pa, isa pa. Aalisin na naman sila, then babalik na naman sila doon. And you know, the Bible is true. When it says that we are all like sheep. And I was thinking while I was studying this message, why not, Lord? Me, sheep? Us? Why not lion, Lord? Why not, you know, why not kahit man lang, Lord, kahit man lang mosquito? At least, di ba, may dating. Nangangaga. Ting! Galit na galit sa amin ang tao. Pak! Pak! Ta-ta! Eh, sheep, wala eh. Lord, kahit man lang tipaklong. Yung bang nag-hop-hop man lang. Pero sheep, why sheep? Okay? You know, bakit dun tayo, but dun tayo, you know, in-illustrate ni God? And talking about the qualities of a sheep, I want to share with you also the qualities. Of course, kapag may sheep, merong shepherd. Okay? Now, the qualities of a shepherd is like they knew the habits of his sheep. He knew them so well that he was never surprised or never caught off guard. Uy, ginawa ni ano to ah. Grabe, nagulat ako dun ah. Do you know that God will never get caught up? God will never be surprised if we have done something foolish, if we have done something wrong. Why? Because we are like that. Hindi na magugulat si Lord, uy! Si RJ! Naninigarilyo na? Uy, si RJ! Nagsisinungaling na? Ano lang yun, ah? For waiver lang yung waiver, hindi iko yon. But you know, he will never be surprised. And also, a shepherd enjoys the responsibility of taking care of their sheep, of his sheep. But the life of a shepherd was extremely hard. Alam niyo kung bakit hard? They are never off duty. As in, all around, every day, andun sila para tignan yung sheep. Kasi nga, matitigas ang ulo ng sheep eh. Kaya every moment, every time, he has to look for them. Kasi kung isa lang ang lumayo sa kanila, eh lahat to susunod. If one rebels out of this group, the rest would follow. That's why he has to keep looking on them constantly. That's why he never takes a day off. And also a shepherd is not just constant, but also dangerous being a shepherd because he has to guard his flock. You know, the Bible says, kanina yung binasa natin, when the wolves come, you know, alam mo ba ang mga sheep, masyadong vulnerable yan, visible yan sa mga wolves, mga attackers. Why? Kasi nga, they can't defend themselves. They are helpless without a shepherd. And think about that. The Bible says that we are all like sheep. And the reality is, we are helpless without a shepherd. We are all helpless without the Bible that is talking about, without the good shepherd. And that is Jesus Christ himself. We are all helpless. And today, let me present to you Jesus as the good shepherd. You know, being when I was reading this scripture, if a hired hand, kung hindi talaga shepherd to who would take care of the sheep, kung hired hand lang yan, walang pakialam yan. Pagka dumating yung mga wolves or attackers, sila pa yung unang mawawala because they're just hired hand. They're not really shepherd. Have you ever noticed that, you know, kapag ka may computer kayo, pag lumalabas kayo, di ba, naglalaro kayo, yung mouse ginagawa, inahagis,
ako. Ganun lang kayo. Ah, pak! Sinasampal nyo ba yung computer? Pak! Umayos ka! Pak! Pero have you noticed na kapag ka-laptop nyo na yung gamit nyo, parang, tapos may towel ka pa, pupunasan mo pa yung mouse. Ingat na ingat ka na. You know why? Because that is not yours. Pero yung laptop na hawak mo, yung computer na hawak mo, wala kang pakialam nga. Pag nasa labas ka, download ka kung ano-ano eh. Kasi hindi, kahit ma-virus, eh, wala kang pakialam, hindi naman sa akin to eh. Tama, mali? Pero pag laptop mo, as in lahat ng mga antivirus, kinakabit mo, para talaga maprotektahan. Why? Because that's yours. You know, just like a shepherd. You know, if he owns us, it means to say that he's protecting us. He is with us. But if a hard hand would be with us, as if talagang pagka may mga dangers na dumarating sa atin, ah, bahala ka na sa buhay mo. Ako, gagawin ko na kung ano yung gusto ko. You know, there was a story I read that there was a guy, of course, a shepherd. There was a guy who parked his car, a Porsche car, okay? Nag-park siya sa harap ng shepherd. Pinark niya, screech! Yeah? Pagbaba niyang ganun, malupit to, naka-Armani suit. Necktie niya, Versace. Naka-Oakley shades. Okay? Yung shoes niya, Rockport. Then sabi niya ganun sa shepherd, guess what? If I'm gonna tell you how many sheep do you have, will you give one to me? Then sabi ganun ni shepherd, angas nito. Okay. Sige, you'll take one if you guess how many sheep I have. Then sabi, nilabas nung guy na naka-Porsche, naka-Versace, necktie, at saka naka-Armani suit yung laptop niya, kinabit niya sa cellphone niya. Tapos inopen niya yung nasa Webster. Tapos he scans the ground with his GPS. Talaga. Then tapos inopen niya yung 60 tables of Excel tables. Okay, with logarithms and pivot tables. Talaga in-scan niya. Talagang, then sabi niya ganun. Sabi niya ganun sa shepherd, guess what? You have exactly 1,586 sheep. Then sabi ganun ni shepherd, hindi siya nagulat. That's true. You're right. I have 1,586 sheep. Okay. Sabi nga doon, can I have my sheep? Okay, you get the sheep. Then, yung isasakay na nung Porsche guy, yung isang sheep sa Porsche niya, bago umalis, before he drive off, then sabi nga doon, shepherd, excuse me, wait. If I'm gonna guess what your job is, can I take my sheep back? And sabing ganun nung Porsche guy, sure, you're an IT consultant. How did you know that? Okay, well, first, because you came here without even asking that you have to be here. Then second thing is that, you know, you are searching everything. Okay, sinesearch mo lahat. As in, talaga, may GPS ka pa, meron ka pang logarithms, ganun. But you don't know anything about my business. Now, can I have my sheep back? Then, binalik ngayon yung tupa. Okay? Then, umalis na ngayon yung Porsche guy. You know what's the lesson? Ibig sabihin, hindi masisindak yung shepherd nung Porsche guy, no matter how elegant he is. Because he knows exactly how many sheep he has. And same thing with God. Do you know that God knows you by name? He will never be surprised kapag may dumating sa kanya, alam ko. Pag sinabi sa kanya ng devil, alam ko kung ilan lahat ng mga nandito sa FNY ngayon, no? Mga 800 plus yan, no? Okay? Hindi na masusurprise si Lord doon. Why? Because we are his sheep. He knows us. In fact, He knows us by name. Alam niya yan. Kung yung katabi mo, lagi mong katabi yan, hindi mo kilala hanggang ngayon. Every Friday, magkatabi kayo. Nag-iisnaban pa rin kayo.
Kilala ni Lord yan by name. You know, it's sad to say that there are so many misconceptions about Jesus. There are so many misconceptions about Jesus that they think they know all about Jesus who looks at them and say, you're not good enough. And sometimes they experience rejection. They feel like, this Jesus is too busy for me. Hindi yata naririnig yung prayer ko. Ang tagal-tagal ko na nagpe-pray na, Lord, sana magka-boyfriend na ako. Lord, sana magka-girlfriend na ako. Eh, 10 years old ka pa lang pala. O kaya 12 years old ka pa lang. Lord, ano ba? Inip na ako. Ang tagal-tagal ko na nagpe-pray, lumuluhod pa ako. Lord, ano ba naman? And they think that Jesus is too busy for them. They can't hear them. Jesus, it seems like, hindi, walang pakialam si Jesus sa kanila. And sometimes people think, one of the misconceptions also, that people think that Jesus is too holy for them. In fact, every time I enter this place, as if like, parang I'm condemned. Parang napaka-holy ng place na to, kasi andito si Jesus. In fact, some of us here would feel that, but parang ako lang ang pinapatamaan nito ah. Parang ako lang ang kausap mo, brad ah. Ang dami namin dito ah. Parang lahat sa pool. Parang gusto mag-matrix. Akala mo ha? Umiilag ka pa. Pero ikaw pala yung sinakausap ni Lord. And we feel like God is too holy. Jesus is too holy for that. And perhaps you've even experienced these feelings. Maybe the last time that you failed. Maybe the last time that you found yourself in a situation that you know it's wrong. You know in your heart. The last time that you were involved into something that you know that you shouldn't be involved. And later on, you will find yourself, you know, you're angry with yourself. You're disappointed with yourself. Bakit ko ginawa to? Ano ba to? Born again na ako. Na-disciple na ako. In fact, nasa victory group ako. Bakit ko nagawa ito? Ano ba to? Bakit? Ba't nangopia na naman ako? Ano ba naman yan? Exam prelim. Nangopia na naman ako. Bakit nag-search na naman ako? Ano naman site to? Na-open ko na naman. Ano ba naman to? Ano ba naman to? May pinakita sa akin yung kaibigan ko, cellphone, bago daw, scandal. Tinignan ko na, ano na naman to, Lord? Ano na naman to? Nakita ko na naman, yung emotions ko, naapektuhan na naman. And you feel like somehow, as if like you are thinking, you are seeing Jesus. Listen, you were involved into something that you should not be involved. And here you are right now inside your room. You are disappointed with yourself. Why did I do that? Bakit ko nagawa yung bagay na yon? And sometimes you would see Jesus as if like he's sitting beside you. As if like he's telling you, you did it again. You're gonna pay big time on that, son. Pagbabayaran mo yung ginawa mong yan. Lagot ka. Or do we see Jesus in a way that he's sitting beside us and he would tell us, it's gonna be okay, my son. It's gonna be okay. You know, that's a good shepherd. In fact, the moment that we are straying, that we are going from place to place, you know, finding satisfaction in our life, do you know that Jesus Christ is following? Jesus Christ is right there, okay? Just like a shepherd who is looking for a lost sheep. And he would tell you, it's gonna be okay, my son. It's gonna be okay. Because he's a good shepherd. He's Jesus. And we don't see Jesus that, you know, He's the Son of God who came to earth. We don't see Jesus that He's a miracle worker who heals the sick. And even, you know, minister to the needs of the people. We don't even see Jesus as the Savior of the world. You know, we just see Jesus na pagka may ginawa tayo mali, naku, palpak, naku, lagot, yari tayo. Naku, wala ka na sa victory group. Hindi ka nakakausapin ng mga, sa victory group mo. You know what? This is the good news. The good shepherd, because this is who Jesus really is. And this is what He is all about. Saving people. Saving lost people. And also seeking relationship with God. People who are wandering. People who are searching. People who are longing for that relationship. That is a good shepherd. That is Jesus. He's longing for you. He's looking for you. Maybe you've been like a sheep wandering from this place, then going on that place with this experience, going to another experience. You know, God is looking for you. And he made a beautiful statement that when he said that I am the good shepherd. You know, when I was a young Christian, nagsisimula pa lang ako kay Lord, when every time I think of the word the good shepherd, I always have an image in my mind. You know, alam niyo yun, yung shepherd na merong sheep, okay, sa likod, sa shoulder niya. Do we have that in that picture? Diba? But you know what? Jesus is more than that. In fact, the good shepherd goes much deeper than that. What Jesus is saying is that He is willing. Listen to this, students. Jesus is saying when He said that He's the good shepherd, He is saying that He is willing to live life with us. In fact, He is willing to protect you and me. He is willing to provide for all our needs. Because we ourselves, left to ourselves, we can do nothing. That is why we need a shepherd. We need Jesus Christ as the good shepherd. And Jesus is saying that He is committed to us. Do you know that it's because of love that God views us worth redeeming? Alam nyo ba na dahil lang sa pagmamahal nitong the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, that God found us worth redeeming? In fact, dapat lahat tayo, again, we all fallen short of the glory of God. But because of this love, you know, God has found us worth redeeming. And while on earth, He lived a life with the outcast, with the needy, with the desperate, with the lonely. Because He wants to give life to them. And as I close today, let me remind you that Jesus not just want to meet us where we are right now and then stay there as if like Jesus would hug us, Jesus would pamper us. He would not just, you know, meet us there, but He would bring us out of that situation and give us a new life. And let me tell you something, hindi lang kayo katatagpuin ng Panginoon kung saan nandun ka, nakaupo ka, nasa room ka, nasa kwarto mo ikaw, mag-isa ka lang, at nagsesearch ka ng kung ano-ano, hindi ka lang basta kakatagpuin ni Lord doon. He would bring you out of that situation and He will give you a new life. Hindi ka lang niya kakatagpuin kapag ka nagsiself-pity ka, ako, mamit, daddy ko, nag-aaway, ano kaya, mag-suicide na kaya ako, hanap ako ng blade, hanap ako ng ano dyan. Hindi ka lang kakatagpuin ni Lord sa sitwasyon kung kailan malungkot ka. But He would bring you out of that situation because He wants to live life with you. He wants to give you a new life. He wants to provide for you and He wants to protect you. He invites us to live a life of freedom, free of sin, and free of condemnation, free to experience God's goodness, the richness of His glory. You know, one of my favorite verse, in fact, chapter, if you may, in the whole Bible is Psalm 23. This really shows how Jesus, being the good shepherd, portrays, you know, him being our Lord, Him being our good shepherd. This is the great example. This is the great, one of the greatest verse, greatest chapter in the Bible. Can we just all read this at the count of three? 1, 2, 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, that's Jesus, our good shepherd. If I'm going to leave you one thing tonight, that is, we can be most secured in Jesus, our good shepherd. You know where you could find security? You know where you could find protection and provision? It's only in the life of Jesus.